master can I?
Okay. I'll just explain a bit of the background to help me investigate. Help Me Investigate was launched 2 years ago, on July the 1st, 2009, to be precise. It's a project funded initially by Channel 4's 4IP Fund and Screen West Midlands, and it was it's an attempt to crowdsource investigative journalism, so to investigate questions in the public interest in collaborative ways with members of the public, as well as journalists, but primarily with questions being initiated by non-journalists. Now, I'm saying was this because I've changed this in the last 9 months, and I'm kind of talking about two different versions of Help Me Investigate. So the initial version of Help Me Investigate, which ran until about February this year, was a platform which looked like this. As I say, anyone could submit a question, and then other people would join that question. We had a community manager on the site who would help them recruit other people to that question, and we had a support journalist who would help individuals pursue that question. And obviously, the more people that gathered around the question, the more more resources, if you like, that investigation had to draw. And the site had a number of successes. The most famous was a very simple question, which was actually asked in the very first week of the site, which was, what is happening? When can we expect a new Birmingham Council website? And to cut a long story short, the answer was, it's coming in 2 years late and £2.2 million over budget, but the council wouldn't like you to know that. And it was thanks to the fact that our support journalist was Heather Brook, who's probably the UK's foremost freedom of information expert. She wrote the FOI request, which is one of the best ones you'll ever see. It's very funny. And this obviously was a big story, not just in Birmingham, but during that summer, but it then kind of became resurrected and became a bit of a national story as council website spending became a national story.
And did they get back to her really quickly? What was their attitude when she put in the request? Did they get back to her quickly?
I can't remember how quickly. I think they took a few weeks, but they didn't.
The remit of the 30 days, whatever it is they're supposed to do.
Yeah, I think it was within 30 days. It was, the request was written to anticipate every possible objection they could make, which is why if you ever get a chance, have a look at that FOI request. Just look under Heather Brook on What Do They Know, and so they had no way out really. And then they also published a report, a kind of internal investigation into it in January of the following year, which someone leaked to us as well, which they kind of had some interesting stuff about accessibility and the fact that they hadn't really looked at that. Or not as much as they should have, perhaps. So that was, as I say, the most high profile. There were various others as well, and so it worked basically in many respects. But in one particular respect, it didn't work in the way that we would have liked it to. And that's where Help Me Investigate 2 comes in. Before I go on to that, but the way the site worked was that once someone started an investigation, we helped break that down into what we call challenges, so different parts of that investigation. So one might be to write a Freedom of Information request to get information. Another one might be to simply find background information, or find experts, or find other people interested in the same question, or write a story about progress so far so that others find it easier to get involved, and so on and so forth. So different people with different expertise could contribute in different ways. So it was a project management tool, really, rather than a publishing tool or anything like that. It was a way of breaking down what would otherwise be an intimidating and complex task. And it was also a way for people to get in touch with other people who were similarly interested. Because if you're investigating something on your own, you can hit brick walls, you can feel like no one else cares about this, and it's trying to use those social dynamics. They said one thing didn't work as well as we wanted it to, and that was the idea, the intention was that different people on different investigations would help other people on other investigations, and there would be a cross-pollination. And that never really happened. People were interested in their own investigations primarily, and their own networks, and there wasn't much cross-pollination. So, in early this year, we open-sourced the code behind the website. We released the code so that anyone could install their own Help Me Investigate website. And one of the reasons for that was that we had had requests from all over the world of people wanting to investigate things, and for legal reasons we couldn't host those investigations at helpinvestigate.com. So we kind of separated the technology from the hosting so that problem was addressed to some extent. And then I started looking at building a new Help Me Investigate, because once we released the code, the original site became, people could hack it basically if they knew the code, and the code needed some attention, and one guy's actually been working on that and upgraded it. So there's a helpinvestigate.com is now a kind of a departure point for a number of groups. One of those is the Help Me Investigate blog, which has a number of resources for anyone wanting to investigate things. So there's advice on FOI requests and different excuses that people might make to refuse your FOI request. There are things about looking at data, there are things about investigating people and companies and so on and so forth. So that's the kind of support element, but I also wanted to focus more on building networks of people that could help each other out. And one of the things that has happened over the last 2 years was that I noticed if you look, there are dozens if not hundreds of blogs and sites investigating things. So if you take the Olympics, for example, there's a whole network of blogs investigating all the kind of planning decisions and activities that are taking place around that preparation for the Olympics, which are not quite so lovely and positive as your typical Olympic story. And there are other areas as well, like there's one recently about dispensing surgeries. There's a whole issue in Scotland where pharmacies are targeting areas of Scotland where there are no pharmacies, and effectively knocking NHS pharmacies out of the market. And there's a whole kind of blog around that. So there are lots of people investigating things out of personal interest, but they're not necessarily connected with each other or sharing experiences or expertise or tips and so on. So the second kind of part of this was that I'm trying to do with Help Investigate is build a network, build a kind of a database of all of these sites. So if you want to investigate the Olympics, or you want to investigate pharmacies, or you want to find someone who is, then you can find that through this network. If you know Chris Taggart's openly local directory of hyperlocal sites, it's kind of a similar attempt to that, but around investigating blogs. And I asked Chris for some advice about that, and she was very helpful about it. So, and then the other idea is that HMI Networks, which I've not publicised yet because I'm not quite happy with it yet, but you've got this Twitter account and an aggregator which publishes all of the headlines from all of these blogs. So if you're interested in investigative stuff, this is all the stuff from around the web. So Carmarthenshire County Council, there's a blog around that, for example. And that's separate to the main Help Me Investigate Twitter account, which is more about the advice and kind of more mainstream investigative stuff. So we've got providing support for investigative journalism, and we've got creating a network for people to access people within who are investigating. And then the final part of it is separate parts of Help Me Investigate, which are around particular areas like health, welfare, education, local government and so on. And again, the idea here is to build a resource and build a network. So this isn't necessarily me, but but this, for example, is being run by someone called Janine. The welfare site is being run by someone called Chi Elliott in Brighton with some other people. And the idea is that, and I've not publicised this, I've not linked to this anywhere, so this is the first time I've actually mentioned that, talked about this in public. The idea is almost like a Wikipedia structure, where you, in Wikipedia you'll have subject editors who are in charge of you know, the genetics part of Wikipedia, and they'll look for new edits and kind of check that and so on. So it's a similar kind of thing, in that someone who is really interested in health, for example, will build a resource which documents their investigations into the health system, but also provides a space for others to join in investigating health or investigating welfare. And there's a series of editorial techniques, if you like, within that. So there are follow the money type posts, you know, tracking where the money goes through the health system. There are who's who posts, so, you know, who individuals are and who they're connected to. The kind of documents and legalities and regulations that these particular fields have to adhere to. And the idea is to, you don't have to be an expert to run this site or to join in this site, but you want to learn about, for example, the health system or the welfare system, and you do that in public so other people can find that as well. So that's the kind of final piece of the puzzle. And the other point as well is that the original Help Me Investigate structure, kind of content management, has been written as a plugin, a WordPress plugin, by Andy Dickinson. It actually works on WordPress now, so you've got the same sort of structure, but you can do it through a WordPress blog. So each one of these WordPress blogs will have a mini Help Me Investigate installed on it, and anyone else could install this as well on their WordPress blog. So this is just me documenting an investigation that I'm doing. And it turns out, for example, I've just done an FOI request in Birmingham East and North. The biggest surgery has 38,000 patients on its list. The smallest one has 333. And I'm just in the process of finding out how many GPs are actually allocated to those patients. And then obviously the data is published on the site and the regulations and so on, and the experiences. It turns out that a better place to go for this information is the prescriptions pricing division, not the piece of the primary care trust, blah, blah, blah. That's not important. But the point is, this is building a subject-specific resource, whether it's health or whether it's welfare or whether it's education and so on. The Help Me Investigate blog is more general. And then you've got the Help Investigate Network, which is about the people who are passionate about these subjects and being able to help those people or ask them to help you provide an insight. Okay. And quite often these start at a local level, and then you can replicate them in other places. So this is something else that we wanted to do with Help Investigate, was take an investigation that you did in one area and then ask that question in another area. And I think and I think a lot of this will happen in places like Birmingham and Brighton. So it's not quite public yet, although you're free to talk about it, but that's where I'm headed with Help Investigate. Okay, any questions?
GP's surgery story seems like a good one. Mm-hmm. Does that take you a lot of time to compile that?
No, I basically did an FOI request to the Primary Care Trust of Birmingham East and North. The next step is to do it for the other PCTs in the Midlands, but I wanted to see how they responded before I did the others. And I asked them for the numbers of patients by surgery and the numbers of full-time equivalent GPs by surgery. Over the last 5 years in Excel format. They actually supplied me with the numbers of patients, and they gave me a figure for the total number of GPs across the whole PCT. Um, So I then replied and said, no, this isn't what I asked for, and I got I'm on holiday reply. So I'm guessing that they were just about to go on holiday and thought, oh, Brock, I've still got this so they just sent me what is some stuff.
But
as it happens, I was on the prescriptions pricing division website where they have a disclosure log which tells you what FOI requests they've received. And actually, they're very good. They actually also publish the information that they gave. And someone had asked for GP information through them. And they'd actually published a PDF, unfortunately, but a PDF of all of the GP surgeries and the patient lists and the GP numbers, I think, in the whole of the UK. So actually, I don't need that information from PCT anymore. I've got it, as it happens, from the PPD. And I've FOI'd them to say, can I have it in Excel format? But it might be possible to extract it from the PDF as well. But the other thing about that as well is it's only for 1 year. But they seem a lot better than the primary care trust. Yeah.
So if we say I wanted to, just off the top of my head, we're going to help me investigate to find out who the hell owns that bioduct we want to get our hands on. Like, how would I work with help me investigate to?
I'll probably, because it doesn't fit into anything obviously in my head, I would just have a chat and so if it's about planning, shall we start a help investigate planning site, or if it's about local government, because there isn't a local government one yet. So this is kind of, these are being launched off the back of individuals that have a particular interest. So Chi in Brighton blogged about some experiences she had with claiming travel costs to go to job interviews, and so I said, actually, why don't, and she's already been working with Help Investigate for some time, I said, why don't we do a welfare site? And there's someone else who's about to start at City University doing investigative journalism, and she said she'd quite like to investigate welfare as well, so I've put those in touch, and they're kind of going to run that site. And then if others come in, then, you know, and so I'm hoping it kind of expands from the, it's trying to move it away from me trying to do everything, and have a kind of a distributed network as well that doesn't have a central point of weakness or anything like that. So it may be, for example, that, you know, that that's something that you want to take on, or but we link that, we just talk about it and link to you or whatever. That just in a nutshell, I'd have a chat and see how I can help you.
Great, well, thank you very much.
Okay.